Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's on DisneyPlus.com. A quick news update for you guys on how Disney Plus are going to be adding some channels. But before we go any further, make sure we do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. So Disney is looking to go to the past to give us some new features for Disney Plus, because according to the information, Disney is looking to add some like genre channels onto Disney Plus. Things for like Marvel and Star Wars, and they've obviously got a lot more selection. Now this is something I have been saying that they've been needing to do for years. It just made sense to create some channels within Disney Plus that are basically like 24/7 rolling channels with just content. So you can have, you know, most streaming services now seem to do it. You're definitely seeing it with the free services as well. And so you can create like a, you know, a How I Met Your Father channel. You could create a show, obviously, for like Disney Junior shows, Disney XD, etc. There's so many different things that you could do with this that it just opens up. So this is a feature that not everyone is going to use. I saw some comments yesterday when I posted the story that people were like, well, you know, why do we need this at streaming? Because there's a lot of people that watch TV this way. They like to just to sit back and put something on. Maybe as well they just want a kind of a lean back experience is what they call it, where they just flick through the channels, find something they want. Maybe they're working, maybe they're doing chores, or just want something on in the background. And it's essentially just like a traditional channel where you flick through and you go through it and you maybe, oh, see what's on. And so half the time, maybe you can't decide what to watch. I mean, how many times do you sit down with your streaming services and you spend 20 minutes just flicking through all of the different platforms and just trying to find something to watch, whereas you can just put this on and, oh, I'll just stay on this channel, maybe a movie's on or something like that. To me, it's a win-win-win. It's an easy content choice. It's an easy feature. They can add in advertising as well in the shows and in between the shows. Just makes sense for them to do that. Because let's be honest, they're going to want to monetize this. So adding in ads as well makes sense. Now, Disney does already have some channels like this already running through like the ABC app. They have like 2020 ones and like documentaries and stuff. So I think with the addition of Hulu on Disney Plus, it makes it much easier for them now to implement this, because they can put it in there and roll it through, and there's going to be a lot more choice. So it's not just Disney shows and Marvel and Star Wars. Now they can really like rev up how many channels they've got. And also, well, that can then also translate maybe internationally as well much easier. These things are much, you know, they could put out a, I don't know, a Planet of the Apes channel, and you can just roll all the movies, because internationally they're all over the place, you know, much easier for them to do. You know, they could just do like a Bones channel and just have Bones episode rolling on, or a Modern Family channel. These are going to be much easier now with Disney Plus becoming much more of a global single system, because later this year in Latin America they'll be merging in Star Plus and Disney Plus. And again, with Hulu on Disney Plus bringing this content in, you know, they can have a Shogun channel with just all 10 episodes just rolling for a bit. You know, if there's a special movie coming up, so like I said, Planet of the Apes, they could do that. Or we've got Deadpool 3 coming up, so they could put all the like the X-Men movies, just keep them rolling. People are just going to flick through. I mean, maybe just sit there and you don't really know what to watch, and you just flick through the channels, find something. And there's just, they could have 60, 70, 80 channels. And essentially, this is very, very easy for them to do. Something that they can just keep rolling in, put in the ads. I mean, if they make it automated, it will make things easier in the long run. So automatically maybe adds in the ads. And obviously if you're on the ad-free platform, you might not necessarily want that. But again, you're kind of watching television. And some people have kind of called this, you know, this reinventing television. This is what people were trying to get away from. But I think that is the key thing, is it's not everyone's going to use this. This is not for everybody. I don't necessarily know if these will become available for free, because I know I've had a few people message me saying, you know, could they offer this for free as their like free ad-supported television, FAST, which is what we see from like Tubi and stuff. But I don't know. I mean, they could do that, but I think they would just want to add some more features, get you more locked into Disney Plus, just in there, engaged, more likely to stay. And if you can flick through and you've got some channels there, maybe as well, if you've got ABC News, you could flick on that. Maybe even live streams of like ABC. I don't think they're necessarily going to go too much into doing live streams of their linear channels. They used to offer that on like Disney Life here in the UK. But I think it does open the door for just new features, new options, and just giving Disney Plus, I think, something new, something fresh, some different ways of consuming content. And that's ultimately what they want. They want us consuming more content. And I think this is a good thing. Yeah, it's not the biggest exciting thing ever, but it could work. And I think it's a nice little feature. Yeah, you can just click on there and maybe got some live channels at the top, you know, like, they, you know, they've been experimenting a little bit more with this, you know, and you've just maybe got like Grey's Anatomy and it's just constantly rolling through. People are just likely just to flick there, and if you're particularly after a specific episode, you can then jump into the streaming and find it. But I know, like with comedies, I think that would be a big thing as well, you know, where you could just drop into, like I said, something like Family Guy or something like that, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to, you know, you can just drop in, watch what you want, and then you get out when you're kind of bored and stuff. But I think this is a good move. I think it's great. But let us know, would you like to see these kind of channels put into Disney Plus? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Remember to go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Later.